My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team, 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Talking about the Commanders' first preseason game. You only see Jaden Daniels for a series, but they go 11 plays. They score a touchdown. He has a nice long pass to De'Ami Brown on the sideline, go route, over 40-yard gain. He then runs for a touchdown on a read option. And you can't help but be impressed. We're wondering, do you think now that the Commanders could be a team that surprises people? We'll put that up as the Junkies poll of the day. Presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV.
Can you phrase it this way? Have you already typed it?
Can you phrase it this way?
Have you raised your expectations based on one drive?
Yeah.
That's the question I like.
That's a good question.
Have you raised your expectations based on one drive? Now, I'm looking at the last time when we went through and picked the schedule. I already had them starting out 4-1.
You already had them.
I already had them beating Tampa. Beating the Giants, and I'm losing to Cincy, beating the Arizona, and then beating the Browns. Mm. I already had that. So I can't change that. The only other thing I might change, much to my boy Vinny's chagrin, is I might change the loss at the Giants to a dub. I might change that.
So you got them starting out 4 out of the first 5.
Yes. I just don't.
How many total wins do you have for them?
9. I just disrespect some of these teams. Sorry. And I'm sure they disrespect us.
Yeah, I know.
But
I get how you're...
That's just how my mind
how
works.
You're framing it, but it's just going to be difficult for a rookie
they gotta
quarterback.
They got to actually do it.
Yeah.
You got to actually do it.
Of course.
And I do have severe questions about the offensive line, and I do have questions about our pass rush, even though allegedly it looked good in the joint practice. And I have questions about Manny Forbes. Like, what do we really have here? Because, you know, he makes some plays, and then others, he just looks like the worst corner ever. So, I just don't know. I don't know what we have there.
I think my expectations are still the same. I need to see more. But so far, in very limited work, he's living up to the hype.
So far, it looks
like... And, you know, Stetson Bennett played a whole game. Mm-hmm. Nobody expects anything from Stetson Bennett for the Rams, and he threw 4 interceptions. Like, Jayden Daniels could come in, throw an interception on the next drive, and then the next drive throws another interception, and the next drive fumbles and could be a disaster next time out. So I do need to see more work. I mentioned in the last segment, Sam Howell, if you looked at half the season, you'd be like, yeah, we got something. And you looked at the second half of the season, and you're like, no, we got to move on and find somebody else. All along, I've wanted to go out on a limb and say this is going to be the Houston Texans. It's just when we actually went through that schedule game by game, it was hard to get beyond what I got them to, which I think I got them to eight wins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just
which is doubling their win total.
I know. That's a great improvement.
They have a better staff. Dan Quinn's a better quarterback.
Dan Quinn's going to get a lot of props, and so is Adam Peters.
I think they have
get eight wins.
A huge upgrade at Austin Eckler. I think they've got obviously the linebacking corps is completely different, way better. The interior of the line should be fine. I think they've upgraded at corner, maybe not Forbes, but some of these other guys like Sanistrol. So, I don't know.
I agree with you on that. I do think the coaching staff's better, the personnel's better, got a better quarterback.
I should.
I just don't know if that's going to be a 7-win jump.
That's a
Four
big
wins
that's
is a lot. But maybe some people are starting to think that way. I do think Dallas is on the way. What I said is easier schedule too, which you didn't mention. Easier schedule, EB.
Should be in theory.
Dallas seems to be on the decline. I think they already had one big injury.
Based on the fact that CDs.
Who did they lose?
I think it was a pass rusher.
Right? Yeah. I'm not sure he was a starter, though.
Yeah.
All right, let's bring out some of these calls. 800-636-1067. Did you change your expectations a little bit? Were they maybe muted before? Because I feel like a lot of the fans are like, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. You kind of saw a little bit there, even though it was just one series. And by the way, I also like the other quarterbacks. Driscoll. I know he's never going to play, but I liked him. I liked Hartman. I think Hartman could be a backup in this league. There's no reason why he couldn't.
Well,
I think
they'll probably going to be the third guy.
I think they'll cut him and put him on the practice squad. Yeah. But I liked him. Mariota didn't show anything, but you know he's been around 10 years. He should be competent. Let's go to Melvin in Mitchellville. 800-636-1067. If you want to chime in,
what's up, Melvin?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey, man. What's up?
Hey, doing good.
Hey, go ahead. Sorry.
No. Said doing good.
Yeah, all right, great. So I say we got one.
Yeah.
And I tell you why. Because, first of all, let me back up. I was in the tank for Jayden from day one. Okay. I've always been a Jayden Daniels fan, even over Kellen Williams. I know people are going to go crazy, but that was just my position. Now, that said, it's what Cliff Kingsbury did after Jayden went out the game. Okay. And how he handled Driscoll. If he handled Jayden Daniels the same way he handled Driscoll, and you just mentioned Driscoll, we got one. That's how I was convinced. That really took me to what you call that next level, because if Cliff Kingsbury uses Jayden Daniel like he did with Driscoll, that play calling was great. Actually, it was great throughout the game. Imagine Jayden Daniel in that position that Driscoll was in when he went out the game.
So, are you higher on the team based on what you saw? You know, after two or three series. Now, I mean, Daniels only played one, but how are you feeling about them?
Because of the management, right?
Yeah.
The coaching staff is the key. Okay, everybody got good players. On every team, there's good players.
Mm-hmm.
It's the coaching that matters, right? And I think we got a really good coaching staff, right? And I'm not talking about, hey, head coach is great, but it's the other coaches.
Coordinators.
They have.
People are raving about Joe Witt.
That's the key to this team,
right?
That we got seasoned guys out there that know what they're doing and know how to handle those young men, and that's why I'm high on the team.
All right. Thank you, Melvin. I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you. I'm telling you, I saw also just some enthusiasm and energy on the field that I haven't felt in a while. The guys looked like they were having fun, you know? And we lost the game. I mean, not that it matters, but they were out there. They were having fun.
Yeah.
And they were fired coaching, up on the sidelines.
The coaching is a huge upgrade.
Huge upgrade.
All right. They're going to be well prepared, well, much more prepared each week than they were last year.
Ron Rivera. Now you're killing him.
Yeah. Ron's a great guy. He just wasn't a great coach here.
Let's go to Chris.
But I think that's going to be huge.
In Ashburn. Chris, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, guys. So I am a huge Jaden Daniels fan, and I want the season to have 10, 11 wins and go to the playoffs. But yesterday, you know, the big pass was awesome.
Yep.
The running touchdown was awesome. But that screen pass to Austin Eckler, he wasn't even remotely close. And they were talking about how he didn't throw a lot of screen passes in college or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's got to be a huge part of the offense for it to be any good.
Right.
And he wasn't even close.
You're not going to chalk it up to just jitters?
I mean, maybe, but he's won the Heisman. He shouldn't have jitters.
Come on, man. Everybody has jitters. Well, everybody's normal.
And this is the thing you got to realize. They're working on the screen game. The screen passing game, they'll be working on that in practice. So don't expect those type of mistakes all the time from Daniels.
Those are actually, like, I don't think that one was super hard. I think he just threw it high. But those could be hard passes.
Yeah, well.
You know, the timing, the execution of that. But what he showed on that downfield throw, just, I don't know, just the effortlessness of it,
mm-hmm.
Just tells me he's going to be okay. I'm not worried about him being able to execute certain throws. I think he's going to be able to make all the throws. I mean, that doesn't mean they're all going to be great, but
right.
I think
he's going to look like a rookie at times.
Yeah, he's going to have jitters. Just because he won the Heisman doesn't mean he's not going to be anxious or not going to take him a little bit to settle down. I mean, I think that's going to happen throughout your career.
It's the preseason. We know it means nothing. Like, I was just punching up a random box score. Kyle Allen lit it up for 193 yards for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But I think it's a confirmation bias type thing, right? We all expect Jaden Daniels to be good. Then everything we hear from the people who were there day after day at training camp say he's looking good.
Mm-hmm.
You have the head coach being complimentary throughout. And then you see what you've been hearing about
right
on the field for the first time. So it kind of confirms everything that you've been hearing expecting.
So far, good.
Like I said, it could change on a dime. We've seen it before. Like, it could be the first week of October, and we're talking about playing Titanic music, which we've done a million times on this show.
Let's go to Elijah. Elijah, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
I'm super excited for what this team can be based off of that first drive. One, you have a rookie who checked out of something at the line, which is kind of rare. And if you're a receiver, when you break that huddle, you kind of breaking that huddle knowing, like, Joe, there's a chance that he may give me a shot that maybe I wouldn't have had from the sideline. So it lets me know that they're going to trust him on the sideline and say, hey, man, we know that you're on the field. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you the options that we think that's going to best serve for this situation. But knowing that you're coming in as a rookie that's got more sauce, that gives you an opportunity. Boy, I know Kingsbury is up at night just seeing how many ways he can get this thing cranked up, man. I'm so excited.
Right. Think about it, dude. I mean, I guess he really only had four extra games in that 1 year because 2020 was so
that was,
you know,
COVID
such
year.
A dud.
Yeah.
But you're not going to find a more experienced quarterback coming into the pros.
How many starts?
He had 12, 16, 29, 33, 45?
45 collegiate starts.
Bo Nix had 61. So they're,
yeah.
But you're right. I mean, it's
how did
it's
Bo
huge.
Get that X? Somehow Bo had a full season that he didn't have. You know what I mean?
Well, because he was playing in the SEC and they weren't canceling games like the Pac-12 were.
Uh-huh, right. Let's go to Mike in Ashburn. Mike, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
What's up, guys? I am cautiously optimistic. I think I need to see more. I mean, I hope that he gives him a chance to play a couple quarters in the game just to see how, you know, get a bigger picture of it, number one. And number two is once the season starts and other teams start figuring you out and see how he adjusts his game once they start taking away what he's good at, I think is where we'll get the real feel for it. But I just want to see a little more of this preseason to feel better about going in the regular season. Then once you're in the regular season, once they start taking things away from the quarterback, then you figure out if they're going to make it or not, go into their alternative plans, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you but need what more than two completions. I mean, that's unreasonable.
All right. Yeah, right. Of course, you don't want to get carried away, but you have to be excited. Come on.
Yeah, I am. I mean, I am. But we all been through this so many times that we begin in preseason, we think this is it. So yes. I'm optimistic. That's about it. I'm optimistic.
Yeah, but instead of
all right, thank you,
instead
buddy.
Of
Mike's my man.
Instead of hoping on a fifth rounder to pan out, this is a guy who was drafted number two overall.
He's got the pedigree. Yes. He's got everything you would want.
Yep.
I don't know what the only thing you would want maybe is just be a little bit thicker.
Yep. Coming up next, Matt Verderam, NFL writer for Sports Illustrated, joins us as we go around the NFL. Don't go anywhere.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan, presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Been talking about the Commanders' first preseason game. We'll talk about that more and go around the NFL with our next guest, Matt Verderam, NFL writer for Sports Illustrated. What's up, Matt?
What's going on?
What's up, Matt?
People are excited about Jaden Daniels, even after just two completions. What were your impressions? He was just on the field for a drive.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have any, like, concrete, you know, overarching thought on it. It's one drive. He made a heck of a throw down the field. I thought, no, look, you saw the athleticism. You saw the arm. You know, I think you really saw the arm more than anything else. But, I mean, in reality, it is one drive. If the drive had gone poorly, I wouldn't be sitting here saying all of a sudden now it's a big referendum on his career. You get a good start. You get some confidence. You can build off of it. And now you like to see him play, you know, two or three drives in the next preseason game and give you a little bit more to look at.
I think a lot of the excitement, Matt, is in the last 8 years, they've had 8 different starting quarterbacks for the first game. 8. So this is a guy who's going to be a quarterback for a while, one would assume.
Yeah, you know, and that's always, you know, that's a carousel you have to get off. If you're going to be a good team, if you're going to be a competitive team, if you're going to be a team that has some staying power, you got to find that guy. And, you know, that's something that the Colts are trying to find now with Anthony Richardson, right? That, I mean, they, after Andrew Luck, they've gone through that where they've bounced around a million different quarterbacks, and then both teams have had Jacoby Brissett, right? And you're trying to find the answer. And I think with Daniels, you know, look, we're going to find out if Washington made the right choices as the days and months and years unfold. But he's a kid with a lot of talent. It's a team that when you look at it and you think defensively should be good with Dan Quinn and all the additions they made, like Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner and Dorrance Armstrong, all the rest of them on defense. So offensively, you know, if Daniels can come in, he can be one of these guys who is an impact player right away. Suddenly you feel pretty good about the prospects, you know, both this year and certainly ahead.
Yep, totally agree with that. All right, let's touch on some of the other young quarterbacks that seem to kind of thrive a little bit. You know, the one that jumped out at me was Bo Nix. What are your thoughts on Bo?
You know, it's going to be interesting to see how, assuming he starts week one, how do teams play him, you know, as the first, you know, month of the season unfolds? Because when he was at Oregon, he was incredibly accurate last year, completed over 77% of his passes. He also had the lowest depth of target of any FBS quarterback last season. And if you look at his game against Colts, again, he completed a lot of his passes, but he completed them for 6 yards an attempt. I wonder how many teams are simply going to say, look, you are not throwing the ball underneath. You're not doing it. And if you're going to beat us, it's going to be up over the top. You know, Denver is not a team with a ton of explosiveness on it. It will be interesting to see if Nix can kind of say, okay, if you want to take that away, I'll beat you deep. I think he's going to have to do that. But all that said, look, he went to Indianapolis, played against some backups, played well. You know, he's expected to start the second game in the preseason. Mm-hmm. We'll see how that plays out. But, yeah, I think, again, kind of like with Daniels, it's something to build off of. It's confidence.
Yeah, and then Denver is very similar to Washington in the fact that they've had so many starters the last, you know, six, seven, 8 years, right? I mean, they thought they had Russell Wilson. They thought they were going to have him for a good 3-4 year stretch, win some games. That blew up in their face. So, you know, Denver and Sean Payton are in that kind of that same position, even though Bo Nix wasn't drafted 2 overall, but they are hoping that that's the guy.
Yeah. And look, Denver is in a division where they've got to find the guy.
Yeah.
Because you have no chance with Mahomes in that division if you don't have a top 5 quarterback. You're not going to compete. So, you know, you're right. I mean, since they had Peyton Manning, they've gone through, you know, Joe Flacco and Case Keenum and Trevor Siemian and on and on and on and on. Right? Brock Osweiler was there for a hot minute. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have kind of pushed their chips into the middle of the table at this point with Nick. Because, you know, if you're Sean Payton, look, you're not getting any younger. I mean, and not to say he's ancient, but he's in his early 60s for a head coach in the NFL. You don't have 20 years. So you've got to get going now. You got to find that guy now. And, you know, look, this is not the easiest situation in the world for Nix to step into. You know, they traded away Jerry Jeudy. They lost a lot of talent this offseason. They're dealing with $85 million in dead money over the next 2 years. Right. I mean, they're rebooting this thing. So he's going to have to kind of take his lumps a little bit this season. But if he's good, they can finally at least say, hey, you know, we have the main guy. Now we got to build around them.
So Caleb Williams looked good. J.J. McCarthy looked good. We talked about Nix. We talked about Jaden Daniels.
Penix looked good.
Drake May didn't play much, and he's not going to be the starter coming out. But I'm a big Drake May guy. I hope he's starting in the first month, but we'll see. Do you think that this class of these quarterbacks drafted in the first round is going to be a really good one, or is it going to be based on the numbers? You know, half of them are going to bow out and probably be backups.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big history guy.
Yeah.
So I would say the history would tell you that three of them will not be good. Mm-hmm. They just won't be. I mean, that's just typically the reality. I would, you know, one or two will be really good. You'll probably have one guy who's kind of in the middle, you know, maybe two guys, and then the rest of them will just they'll flame out. I mean, that's just kind of the way this thing works. And, you know, it's with Drake May. I like Drake May a lot as well. I actually hope New England sits him for a while because that situation's a disaster.
Yeah.
They don't have any talent.
They don't have anybody around them, right?
I mean, you're just, you know, I think sometimes people make the mistake of they look at a guy and they're like, oh, he can't play. And it's like a month into his career. And you're like, well, yeah, he can't play because he's throwing to me. Mm. Like, that's why he can't play. There's no talent. You know, C.J. Stroud last year stepped into a situation that was very challenging. Houston had not been good for years. But, you know, Tank Dell ended up being the guy that they hit on right away in the draft. And Nico Collins was a guy who was waiting for a quarterback to show up so he could finally explode. Like, not that it was the perfect situation, but, you know, D'Amico Ryan's looks like a really good young head coach. Like, they had some pieces in it. They brought in Dalton Schultz, who's a real tight end. I just think, like, New England, Denver, to a degree, Denver again, it's Cortland Sutton and who? I mean, it's a lot of, like, okay, you got to make it work. At least in Washington with Jaden Daniels, hey, look, you have Terry McLaurin. You know, you got Dotson. We'll see if Brandon Ayuk ends up there at some point. But, like, this, they at least have some pieces. You go, okay, like, you can work with that. I just think a guy like a May, I worry about a guy like Knicks. We can look at them and just go, that is a situation stuff. At least Knicks has Peyton, right? I mean, that's a huge part of it. But I think, yeah, a couple of the guys will be good right away. A couple of them are going to end up just, you know, unfortunately, you know, being guys.
You mentioned Brandon Ayuk. How do you see this playing out? And then dovetailing that, fill us in on the CeeDee Lamb situation.
So I think Ayuk is going to get traded this offseason, or you know, this summer, this preseason. I think he's going to get traded either to Washington or Pittsburgh. I know, you know, New England obviously was in on it. Now it's, you know, from all reports, they're not at this point. Ayuk didn't want to go there. The Cleveland thing, I know Cleveland, there's real interest. I don't understand really why. Like, if you're the Browns, you have a million guys who can catch a pass. Like, your problem is you don't have anybody who can throw one. And I don't know that getting Ayuk is going to fix that. Look, the Commanders obviously make sense for a lot of reasons, right? I mean, they'd love to get another playmaker. Daniels has a connection to him. The GM comes from San Francisco. He's got a connection. Like, there's a lot of things that kind of tie the Commanders to Brandon Ayuk.
But do we know that they have real interest? Like, I think they've explored, but it doesn't seem like there's a trail of evidence that they have real interest at this point.
I think there would be real interest if the Niners lowered the price a touch, and I think that's also true with some other teams. The problem has been that the Niners have looked for, you know, a big name, or at least a real quality player, to go back in a deal, and then plus picks. Mm-hmm. And if you're a team that's going to acquire Brandon Ayuk, why would you trade a really good player plus picks, and then you've got to pay Ayuk $30-plus million a year? Like, nobody's going to do that. That's not going to happen. That's like if Pittsburgh traded George Pickens back. Like, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do? I just think if you're the Niners at some point, you're going to have to acquiesce a little bit here. Like, that is going to be an untenable situation. Ayuk knows, barring a complete change in stance in the Niners, like, they're not going to pay him. They're not going to pay him what he wants. So if you're the Niners, at some point, I think you got to just look at the mirror and go, all right, look, we got to do something to move them. Maybe you drop the ask of a player. Maybe you drop the ask of a pick. But I think if that price changes, then I think it makes sense for a lot of teams to get involved. And I think the Commanders make a ton of sense. As far as CeeDee Lamb goes, look, I've been of the same mind this entire time. It is Jerry Jones. And at some point, Jerry Jones is going to pay him. That's what's going to happen, because Jerry Jones always pays stars, unless apparently you're Dak Prescott, in which case you can be second in the MVP voting and be the most important player on the team and not get paid. But I didn't see the Lamb. I think he's going to be right there with Jefferson. I think he's going to get about, you know, right around 35 a year. And I think that'll get done before the season starts. And then I think all eyes are going to turn to Ja'Marr Chase, who is not happy and not practicing. And the Bengals are not known to pay people. that is going to be a very, very interesting situation in Cincinnati.
Mm. All right, let's talk. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you make a good point about Jerry Jones and CeeDee Lamb, and you have to keep CeeDee Lamb. I just don't understand. Yeah. And I know it's business. You have to keep him. You have to pay him. Just get it done.
The whole thing makes no sense. I mean, they have had one of the more bizarre off seasons I can remember. It's very strange. The way this entire thing has been handled is very odd. First of all, okay, they should have paid CeeDee Lamb for Justin Jefferson got paid.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they should have done, because they probably could have got him for $30 million and been done with this. Now they're probably looking really at $34, $35 million a year. And then you go into the whole Prescott thing, which, look, you could argue whether or not you keep him, pay him. I understand the argument for not paying him. I get it. The flip side of that, if you're Jerry Jones, is who's playing quarterback for you next year? Like, the draft class is expected to be one of the weaker draft classes in years at quarterback outside of Carson Beck. And you're not going to find an upgrade inside the league at quarterback. Like, it's not like you're going to lose Dak in free agency and then go sign who?
Right.
Are you going to go get Daniel Jones if the Giants move off of him? Like, who are you getting? It's just been a bizarre offseason for a team that always loves to kind of put, again, use the term, like to push all the chips in. They have sat there and done nothing, and I feel like they've really put themselves in a bad spot.
I think you cover Kansas City closely.
Mm-hmm.
Is your sense, if you had to guess, that they're slowing down at all, as strong as ever? What do you think?
I was actually out there from one of my training camp stops about, the 1st of August, so a week and a half ago. No, they look better now than they have, you know, since, I don't know, a couple of years ago. I mean, they lost Jarius Sneed, which is a real loss, and I think McDuffie's going to kind of slide into that role playing inside and outside. And they'll probably use second-year corner Tamari Connor to be more of the slot guy in some certain situations. But offensively, you know, when they're right, when they're healthy, that team, I don't think explosiveness is going to be a problem this year.
Mm-hmm.
Xavier Worthy looks really good. Hollywood Brown, right now, he's got the SC joint. His week one status is up in the air, but he'll be back even if he misses a game. You know, they've got speed for days. Kelsey's not who he was 5 years ago, but he's still a top three tight end in the league. It's a good offensive line. Tua Matai is kind of the guy you look at, a left tackle, rookie out of BYU. You go, okay, where does you know, his level of play start week one? But they're loaded. They're loaded when you've got Mahomes back there. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can keep him upright for 3 seconds, you're probably going to win.
Right.
And they can just, I mean, you know, between the offense being upgraded and Spagnuolo coaching what is a very good defense, you look at them and, I mean, how are they not the favorite, right? I mean, they've got to at least be the favorite. Now, maybe somebody knocks them off, but as for now, yeah, they're on top of the perch.
An interesting team to me, because every year they've overachieved with quarterback issues is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yep.
Justin Fields, to me, I know there was some talk there for a couple of days, like, oh, he's going to beat out Russell Wilson. He fumbled 2 snaps. I can't see Mike Tomlin. I know that's not really that big of a deal. It's preseason, but it's kind of what Justin Fields is. Like, he's just never going to be what some people expect. Can that team make some noise in the AFC?
You know, I kind of look at them the same way I look at the Browns. I like the roster a lot.
Yeah.
Do you have a quarterback? You know, I mean, I think sometimes – We I'm guilty of this, we're all guilty of this. Like, you look at a team in the summer and you do the whole, like, well, if this thing works, they're going to be great. And then you get into, like, week three and they're like, yeah, you know what, that if thing, it's a problem.
Mm.
It's not good. Like, I was one of these people last year. I was like, I'll tell you, I think the Steelers should make a Super Bowl run. Then I watched Kenny Pickett for about a quarter.
Huh.
And you're like, yeah, actually, you know what, they're not going to do that because he can't play. I think the Steelers are a borderline playoff team. You know, Wilson, last year, his stats are a lot better. I watched 95% of his throws last season. He was not good. I mean, there's a reason Denver happily, I shouldn't say happily, there's a reason Denver ate $85 million in dead money, right? Like, they had watched him, Sean Payton had watched him, just said, we're not going to win with this guy. It's just not going to happen. So they had to move off. And so I think Pittsburgh, look, love the defense, love the coach. I think there's some talent on offense. But in the end, I think it's going to be a very dink-and-dunk type of offense. It takes a lot of negative plays. I think Fields will play at some point. But there's a reason he went for a sixth-round pick. He makes too many errors. And yeah. So, you know, could they make the playoffs? Yeah. Are they a big threat? No, I don't think so.
Is there a team, NFC or AFC, in your mind, that, you know, maybe based on injuries last year, poor quarterback play, maybe this team has a different quarterback, that you see jumping up and being a playoff team this year that was not a playoff team last year?
Yeah, I'll give you one of these golfs. One of them, I think Indianapolis can be that team in the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they lost Richardson early. He looked pretty good early on in the season, made some plays. I think Steichen's a really good coach. He's a really good coach with young quarterbacks. He was the one who was there when Herbert had his great rookie season in L.A. He was there, obviously, with Hurts in Philly when he helped turn him into an all-pro. I think Steichen, if Richardson can stay healthy, I think that is a team that can win 10 games and be a playoff team. I don't think all of a sudden they're going to, you know, run off and win 13 games and go to the Super Bowl.
Right.
But I think they can be interesting. And then I really feel like Washington, for me, is that team in the NFC.
I feel that way.
I think, you know, Daniels, to me, is an interesting guy. I loved watching him in college. You know, they're going to have to, you know, like any rookie quarterback, bring him along. But I think if that offense can do enough, like Quinn can coach defense. That team is going to be solid defensively. You know, look, are they going to win the division? You know, I don't know. But, you know, that division quietly is kind of there for the taking. The Giants are not good.
Right.
The Cowboys, as we talked about, kind of a messy offseason. And I have no idea what to make of Philadelphia. Philadelphia could win 13 games, wouldn't surprise me. Philadelphia could go 8-9, that wouldn't surprise me, based on everything going on with Sirianni. So, I think if Washington can get, you know, 23 points a game, I think they could be a team, you go, hey, they won 10 games and they're in the playoffs and they're interesting. I really do see them in Chicago are the two young NFC teams I'm watching.
That'd be fun for us. Thank you, Matt.
Love to hear it. Thank you, buddy.
No problem. Take care,
guys. Matt Verderam, NFL writer for SI.com.
He's got them at 10 wins.
That's a lot, man. That's a lot.
I think it was conditional.
I know.
That's a lot of wins for a team that had 4.
A ton of wins.
Yeah. Well, that would be the Texans of last year.
Did you have them at 10 wins or you got them at 9?
9, but I wanted to give them 2 more. But I'm holding strong at 9.
All right, coming up next, we'll open up EB's entertainment page here on the Junkies. So I'm sitting over here in Cakes' seat because I'll occasionally play a couple of sound bites.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm a neat freak. And on the bottom, there were just like a bunch of plastic bags. But this is the most random thing that I've seen, which is here. Nobody could guess what would be down here. I'm sure Cakes is unaware. What's in the world are there hedge clippers down there?
That's a good question.
I mean, this is the most random
Brand new. Somebody gave them
hedge
somebody.
Clippers yeah. down here.
I think that was from Secret Santa gift.
Yeah, maybe it was.
Somebody
was it?
Got hedge yeah. clippers?
Somebody was doing a weird bit.
That is funny.
Oh, it might have been for Cakes' tree.
Yeah.
That's probably what it's all about.
To yes. trim the
Somebody
tree.
Somebody did a bit on his
you
tree.
You need way more
and he
than
liked
that
them
the
so
tree.
Much that he just dropped it below the desk.
That's what
oh,
it
it's
is.
From Richmond John.
Oh, it is?
That was his Christmas gift to Cakes.
All right.
Now you remember?
Yeah.
Now you know what Cakes thought of that gift.
There you go.
You know what? Maybe I'll bring them.
By the way.
I can use hedge clippers.
Jason, you weren't here last week. It finally dawned on me when I focused... when I, you know, get my little snacks every day here at the station, that the 4 monitors are not plugged in. They're just, it's a static screen from March 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I just steal?
I'll back it.
Why don't I just steal?
Ethics.
I don't have it in me.
Yeah.
But the honor system, I mean, the cameras aren't working.
Yeah, why? Well, they're not going to catch you.
They're not going to catch me.
No.
Nobody would catch me. I should just steal every day.
Well, they're going to know when they tally it all up at the end of the month.
They don't. They're not tallying nothing. They're not tallying nothing. They're just filling it up and counting
them. Yes, they are.
You didn't notice when that big screen said no hard drive on file
for months on end? I never really processed it.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was still, maybe the hard drive wasn't there, but it was still like a live feed. But when you look at the camera, there's no live feed. Like, it's dead.
By the way, they do tally it.
Okay.
You understand that's some person's livelihood.
But they won't know who does it.
I know. You've stolen things before. It's in my instinct to steal. I have a little bit of an instinct.
Butt-sized when Matt Verham said, the Commanders 10 wins. Can win 10 wins.
Yeah.
Butt-sized.
You should have seen this guy's face when he said that.
I know. All of a sudden, he woke up.
Hey, he did.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. He's a national football guy. He's not like just some bum. He's not like
a lot of people are
homer.
Picking them to be really good.
You know that if he had said that he thought the Commanders would go 4-13, he'd be like, he's a national guy. He doesn't know anything about my team.
He doesn't follow my team.
He doesn't follow my team.
That's why I give it even more credit.
Right.
Because he's a national
I know,
guy
but you
that
discredit
doesn't know
if
that
they
much.
Say the other thing.
Yeah. Well, I know how to argue. I know how to argue.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page.
You don't have my sponsor. It's driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. By the way, I lost my Surfside head cover the other day. And I know there's a 0.0% chance that someone will return it. Because it's the hottest head cover in the country.
Not a 0%, because I've told you I lost mine at Laytonsville before I went on my trip to
it was
Puerto
the
Rico.
Same thing, and they returned it?
And then I went back a couple weeks later. My guy, no. Matt Jarvis,
you just,
had it.
You no. left it in the back of the cart?
No, I was walking.
Sometimes it falls off.
I was
off.
Walking.
Like when you off. Take it off and you don't put it back on
no,
the driver.
No, I put it on. It was not on my driver. It was on one of my hybrids. And it just
space.
Doesn't. It's just too much space. Yeah. It was constant. I was flirting with danger the entire time, and it finally bit me.
It's snug on a driver.
Yeah. So I need Bobby Blicky. Send me some more.
Bobby Blicky will hook you.
Here's why golf sucks.
Yeah, he'll hook you.
I play with my cousin and my buddy a lot. I had my best score ever. Completely unsatisfied.
Why?
It's a sport of. Because you just remember
you
your bad shots.
Oh, if I have
remember
my best
the
score,
shots,
though, I'm happy.
Yeah, but you just remember the shots you screwed up.
Dude, all you got to do is watch the best players in the world will hit one off the hosel. Or they'll, you know what I mean? They'll do something crazy. It's the most humbling sport in the world. You just have to accept bad shots.
It's so hard. You're always going
to
have bad shots.
Yeah.
You're the star.
Yeah.
But that's the what you end up remembering. And I told it to the guy who's been giving me golf lessons, and he was like, that's golf.
Yeah, it is.
He said,
exactly.
A golfer is never satisfied.
I'm satisfied usually about 5 times a year. Deadpool and Wolverine.
They still killing it?
1 billion at the global box office so far.
That's
on its way to surpassing Joker's record of 1.079 billion to become the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time. Not there yet, but it's close.
The Jeopardy question would be, name 2 movies that EB and Jason will never see.
I'll never see either one of them. Right.
I won't. I just have no interest. I know it's obviously popular. I just don't have any interest in it.
I think you would like Deadpool. You don't need to know the whole comic book history.
I think I've seen bits and pieces of Deadpool, and it didn't just draw me in, so.
So I guess Ryan Reynolds
type of guy.
And Blake Lively.
No,
I
think you would like that one.
They had a pretty crazy weekend because Ryan Reynolds, he's part of Deadpool and Wolverine. That did $54 million. Then Blake was in It Ends With Us, and that did $50
million. Yep. They killed it.
My daughter went to go see It Ends With Us. So I don't know why girls are into it. Was it like a love story-ish? Yeah, I guess.
Well, it's also domestic violence-ish.
You know how everybody complains about... Peacock and having to pay for Peacock and like the Olympics and people just upset with Peacock. Well, here's another reason to give them a few bucks. August 20th, they're coming out with a 3-part docuseries on Scott Peterson. And I am riveted by that.
Zero
case.
Interest in that.
20 years after Scott Peterson was found guilty in the brutal slayings of his wife and unborn child, the convicted murderer is going to tell his side of the story and... They're saying
his side
what
of the story,
he says
he's going to admit it
will shock everybody. No, he's not admitting nothing. His sister has been defending him all along. Their theory is that Lacey was actually killed by burglars when she confronted him. And the only thing that linked him to the crime was some sort of hair. I think they had two pieces of Lacey's hair on a pair of pliers on his boat.
That's right.
That's the only thing I think that links him. Now, it's true he was having an affair.
It's got to be more than that.
It's true he was on the boat, and I think he was in the water where they found the body. Like, there's a lot of circumstantial stuff, but there's also some reason to believe that there could have been a burglary.
How about that?
So, three-part series on Peacock.
Well, why was he changing
August 20th?
He changed his look. He changed his hair color.
Because I think he
did all kinds of crazy stuff.
I think he knew he was going to be arrested, so he was thinking about just taking off, going on the lam. Is that definitely
what year was
guilty?
That again?
I don't know, it was 20 years ago, dude.
Jeez, 20.
Man, 20, it must have been 2004. And then, by the way, there's 7 new Banksy artworks that appeared in London. It almost looks like graffiti. Valdez, did you look at these? It almost looks like graffiti.
Yeah. I thought that's his style.
That is.
Oh, I thought he did art that, like, you sell, you know?
No, he always does them on walls of towns and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought he would sell art at an auction. A Banksy. You buy a Banksy. That's not really...
Well, a lot of times they're taken down off the walls and chopped up and put into a canvas or something like that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Or in a frame, I mean.
So 7 new ones. I don't know. I think they're animals, right? Because they're like a goat, a couple elephants, a wolf, pelicans. I don't know. Does he always do elephants, or does he just always do something sort of random?
Always random.
Yeah.
Let me see the pictures.
But he puts it on his Instagram to kind of insinuate that it's his work, right? And they just appear overnight.
And Banksy's bit is that nobody knows who he is.
Although some people think they know who he is.
Some people think they know, and they're probably right.
Yeah.
I think it's an older guy.
An old guy, yeah. Yeah. It's not like it's some young, cool graffiti artist.
No.
Yeah. So there you go. 7 new Banksy artworks there, Lurch. I'm sure you're fascinated.
Yeah, I am.
He's going to head to Chelsea to go see the Three Monkeys on a bridge.
All right, when we come back, Drab was away, and he had quite an odyssey. We had some people complaining that, you know, Drab was, I guess, while I was away looking for suggestions, and he went with Valdez's suggestions for his trip. We'll see how that went. Don't go anywhere.
So I'm sitting over here in Cakes' seat because I'll occasionally play a couple of sound bites.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm a neat freak. And on the bottom, there were just like a bunch of plastic bags. But this is the most random thing that I've seen, which is here. Nobody could guess what would be down here. I'm sure Cakes is unaware. What's in the world are there hedge clippers down there?
That's a good question.
I mean, this is the most random
Brand new.
Somebody gave them
hedge
somebody.
Clippers down here.
I think that was from Secret Santa gift.
Yeah, maybe it was.
Somebody got hedge clippers?
Somebody was doing a weird bit.
That is funny.
Oh, it might have been for Cakes' tree.
Yeah.
That's probably that's what it's all about.
To trim the
somebody
tree.
Somebody did a bit on his tree.
You need way more
And he
than
liked
that to
them
trim
so
the
much that he just dropped it below the desk.
That's what
it's from Richmond John.
Oh, it is?
That was his Christmas gift to Cakes.
All right. Now you remember?
Yeah.
Now you know what Cakes thought of that gift.
There you go.
You know what? Maybe I'll bring them.
By the way,
I can use hedge clippers.
Jason, you weren't here last week. It finally dawned on me when I focused, when I, you know, get my little snacks every day here at the station, that the 4 monitors are not plugged in. They're just, it's a static screen from March 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I just steal?
I'll back it.
Why don't I just steal?
Ethics.
I don't have it in me.
Yeah.
But the honor system, I mean, the cameras aren't working.
Yeah. Why? They're not going to catch you.
They're not going to catch me.
No.
Nobody would catch me. I should just steal every day.
Well, they're going to know when they tally it all up at the end of the month.
They're not tallying nothing. They're not tallying nothing. They're just filling it up and counting them.
Yes, they are.
You didn't notice when that big screen said no hard drive on file?
I never
for
really processed it.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was still, maybe the hard drive wasn't there, but it's still like it was a live feed. But when you look at the camera, there's no live feed. Like, it's dead.
By the way, they do tally it.
Okay.
You understand that some person's livelihood.
But they won't know who does it.
I know. You've stolen things before. It's in my instinct to steal. I have a little bit of an instinct.
Butt-sized when Matt Verham said, the Ten wins. Can win 10 wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Butt-sized.
You should have seen this guy's face when he said that.
I know. All of a sudden he woke up.
Hey, he did.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. He's a national football guy. He's not like just some bum. It's not like
and a lot of people are picking them to be really good.
You know that if he had said that he thought the Commanders would go 4-13, he'd be like, he's a national guy. He doesn't know anything about my team.
He doesn't follow my team.
He doesn't follow my team.
That's why I give it even more credit.
Right.
Because he's a national guy that doesn't know that much. I know, but you discredit
if they say the other thing.
Yeah. Well, I know how to argue. I know how to argue.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page.
You don't have my sponsor. It's driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. By the way, I lost my Surfside head cover the other day. And I know there's a 0.0% chance that someone will return it. Because it's the hottest head cover in the country.
Not a 0%, because I've told you I lost mine at Laytonsville before I went on my trip to Puerto Rico.
It was the same thing, and they returned it?
And then I went back a couple weeks later. My guy, Matt Jarvis, had it.
You left it in the back of the cart?
No, I was walking.
Sometimes it falls off.
I was walking.
Like when you take it off and you don't put it back on the driver.
No, I put it on. It's not on my driver. It was on one of my hybrids. And it's just too much space. Yeah. It was constant. I was flirting with danger the entire time, and it finally bit me.
It's snug on a driver.
Yeah. So I need Bobby Blicky. Send me some more.
Bobby Blicky will hook you.
Here's why golf sucks.
He'll hook you.
I play with my cousin and my buddy a lot. I had my best score ever. Completely unsatisfied.
Why?
It's a sport of. Because you just remember your bad shots.
Oh, if I remember the shots, though, I'm happy.
Yeah, but you just remember the shots you screwed up.
Dude, all you got to do is watch the best players in the world will hit one off the hosel. Or they'll, you know what I mean? They'll do something crazy. It's the most humbling sport in the world. You just have to accept bad shots.
It's so hard. You're always going to have bad shots.
Yeah.
You're the star.
Yeah.
But that's what you end up remembering. I told it to the guy who's been giving me golf lessons, and he was like, that's golf.
Yeah, it is.
He said, exactly. A golfer is never satisfied.
I'm satisfied usually about 5 times a year. Deadpool and Wolverine
surpassed
1 billion at the global box office so far. That's on its way to surpassing Joker's record of 1.079 billion to become the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time. Not there yet, but it's close.
The Jeopardy question would be, name 2 movies that EB and Jason will never see.
I'll never see either one of them. Right.
I won't. I just have no interest. I know it's obviously popular. I just don't have any interest in it.
I think you would like Deadpool. You don't need to know the whole comic book history.
I've seen bits and pieces of Deadpool, and it didn't just draw me in, so.
So I guess Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
I think you would like that one.
They had a pretty crazy weekend because Ryan Reynolds, he's part of Deadpool and Wolverine. That did $54 million. Then Blake was in It Ends With Us, and that did $50
million. Yep. They killed it.
My daughter went to go see It Ends With Us. So I don't know why girls are into it. Was it a love story-ish? Yeah, I guess.
Well, it's also domestic violence-ish.
You know how everybody complains about Peacock and having to pay for Peacock and like the Olympics and people just upset with Peacock? Well, here's another reason to give them a few bucks. August 20th, they're coming out with a 3-part docuseries on Scott Peterson. And I am riveted by that.
Zero
case.
Interest in that.
20 years after Scott Peterson was found guilty in the brutal slayings of his wife and unborn child, the convicted murderer is going to tell his side of the story, and they're saying
his side
what
of the story,
he says
he's going to admit it
will shock everybody. No, he's not admitting nothing. His sister has been defending him all along. Their theory is is that Lacey was actually killed by burglars when she confronted him. And the only thing that linked him to the crime was some sort of hair. I think they had two pieces of Lacey's hair on a pair of pliers on his boat.
That's right.
That's the only thing I think that links him. Now, it's true he was having an affair.
It's got to be more than that.
It's true he was on the boat, and I think he was in the water where they found the body. Like, there's a lot of circumstantial stuff, but there's also some reason to believe that there could have been a burglary.
How about that?
So, three-part series on Peacock.
Why was he changing
August 20th?
He changed his look. He changed his hair color.
Because I think he
did all kinds of crazy stuff.
I think he knew he was going to be arrested, so he was thinking about just taking off, going on the lam. Is that definitely
what year was
guilty?
That again?
I don't know, it's 20 years ago, dude.
Jeez, 20.
Man, 20, it must have been 2004. And then, by the way, there's 7 new Banksy artworks that appeared in London. It almost looks like graffiti. Valdez, did you look at these? It almost looks like graffiti.
Yeah. I thought that's his style.
That is.
Oh, I thought he did art that, like, you sell, you know?
No, he always does them on walls of towns and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought he would sell art at an auction. A Banksy. You buy a Banksy. That's not really...
Well, a lot of times they're taken down off the walls and chopped up and put into, like, a canvas or something like that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Or in a frame, I mean.
So 7 new ones. I don't know. I think they're animals, right? Because they're like a goat, a couple elephants, a wolf, pelicans. I don't know. Does he always do elephants, or does he just always do something sort of random?
Always random.
Yeah.
Let me see the pictures.
But he puts it on his Instagram to kind of insinuate that it's his work, right? And they just appear overnight.
And in Banksy's bit is that nobody knows who he is.
Although some people think they know who he is.
Some people think they know, and they're probably right.
Yeah.
I think it's an older guy.
An old guy, yeah. 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 It's not like it's some young, cool graffiti artist.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. 7 new Banksy artworks there, Lurch. I'm sure you're fascinated.
Yeah, I am.
He's going to head to Chelsea to go see the Three Monkeys on a bridge.
All right, when we come back, Drab was away, and he had quite an odyssey. We had some people complaining that, you know, Drab was, I guess, while I was away looking for suggestions, and he went with Valdez's suggestions for his trip. We'll see how that went. Don't go anywhere.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.